This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good afternoon. In our farm news today, the Madison County Ag Auction will be held tomorrow. We talked to Mike Hamilton, and he gives us a preview.
Well, Randy, we got a lot of hay already in for Saturday. We got some really nice alfalfa and small squares somewhere, 250 or 300 bales. It looks like it's fourth crop. Really nice hay. We've got some alfalfa and 3x3s. Got a load of mixed grass and 3x3s of hay. We've got a lot of round bales again, and we've got 40 or 50 3x3 bales of straw. So we've got should have pretty heavy offerings again this week. So if anybody's needing any hay, be sure and try to make it down to the auction.
Mike, so far this season, have you had pretty good buyer attendance?
Yeah, up until last week, it's kind of dropped off, but I think that was due to a nice day, and, you know, there's just not a lot of demand for hay this year. There's seems to be a lot out there, so. But no, we've been running between 70 and 80 buyer numbers every week.
Is the quality of what you've been getting in, is it holding up too?
No, as me and Angela's talked, the quality's been not good this year. It was just a rough year to make hay. And, there's some good hay out there, but there's just more of what we call grinding hay. It's, you know, stemmy and overripe, and it doesn't have a lot of leaf retention on it. But we're getting it sold, and that's the main thing.
That's Mike Hamilton of the Madison County Ag Auction. Coming up next week is the Illinois Pork Expo. WSMI's Angela Besh talked to Tim Mayers of the Illinois Pork Producers Association, and he explains.
It's February 3rd and 4th. Like I said, we'll have our annual meeting on the 3rd. We'll have auctions that will be going on the 3rd. We'll have an awards banquet on the 3rd. We've got a comedian, Tim Clue, will be our motivational entertainer on Tuesday evening, the 3rd. All the seminars are on the 4th. The trade show is open both on the 3rd and the 4th. They can go to our website, ilpork.com, for all the information. They can also register online, but they can also register on-site as well, too. IPPA members do get in free, but it is only $10 to get in for adults and $5 for youth. That gets you into the show and into all of the seminars. So very reasonable for all the things going on. So just encourage folks to try to make it up to Peoria. Hopefully this nice weather will continue here into February, so it will make travel a little easier than some other years we've had. So we're hoping and praying for that. So, but just encourage folks to make the trip up. I think it will definitely be worth their while and something they will enjoy.
We'll have more farm news on this Friday afternoon right after this. With the start of 2015, the implementation phase of the Pork Checkoff's new strategic plan is underway. Kevin Watke, Pork Checkoff Vice President of Communications, says the entire past year was spent evaluating the strengths and opportunities for improvement within the pork industry.
What we created in that process is a new mission and a new vision for the National Pork Board. The strategic plan is really focused on three aspects, and they encompass people, pigs, and the planet. People from the important aspect of nutrition and food safety, and also worker safety for the farmers who are, you know, creating the essence of the pork industry on their farms. The pigs aspect is really focused on animal welfare and the conditions in which the animals are raised, and understanding that we need to build transparency into the system, because consumers are asking about the metrics and the animal welfare aspects of pork production. And then planet really focuses on environmental sustainability and the use of by farmers of technology that is in play every day on the farm that improves the environmental aspect of our entire industry.
The Pork Checkoff is concentrating on implementing 17 strategic objectives that support three main goals. Those goals are to build consumer trust, drive sustainable production, and grow consumer demand. Communications is an essential part of this effort.
The most important is to really articulate from a consumer and also a pig farmer perspective the role of continuous improvement, transparency, and collaboration. So right out of the gate, what we are focused on is increasing that amount of communication to our consumer audience, to our producers, and then also to the packers, the processors, food service and retail outlets where pork is available, really increasing that communication. And to understand that, it's important that we tap the emotional connection that many consumers have with their food. Food is important, and pork is the most consumed meat in the world. So we need to really focus on those metrics that show why pork is so popular and why it's important as a lean, nutritional part of everyone's diet.
More on the strategic plan will be found in the next Pork Checkoff Report. For more information, go to www.pork.org. The Environmental Protection Agency Wednesday announced it will approve an application allowing Argentine biodiesel easier access to the U.S. market. American Soybean Association President Wade Cowan says this decision shows a lack of coordination and alarming tone deafness regarding the purposes of the renewable fuel standard. Mr. Cowan says the EPA has put the interest of foreign competitors above those of U.S. soybean farmers. Cowan says it seems EPA doesn't recognize that they have not set volume requirements for 2014 or 2015, nor do they realize every link in the biodiesel supply chain is in limbo awaiting these decisions. He says the agency also seems to neglect the fact the renewable fuel standard is supposed to increase domestic energy independence. Late Tuesday, the Federal District Court in Minnesota dismissed its lawsuit seeking to block the Environmental Protection Agency from releasing the personal information of livestock and poultry farmers and ranchers in response to Freedom of Information Act requests. The court decided no federally permitted livestock or poultry farmer is injured by such disclosure because the Clean Water Act mandates disclosure of information regarding permit issuance. For those without a permit, it concluded EPA's distribution of their personal information doesn't result in any injury to the farmer, as long as the farmer's information can be found on the Internet. American Farm Bureau President Bob Stallman says farmers, ranchers, and citizens in general should be concerned about the court's disregard for individual privacy. Stallman says the court seems to believe the Internet age has eliminated the individual's interest in controlling the distribution of his or her personal information, and Farm Bureau strongly disagrees. The American Farm Bureau Federation and its co-plaintiff, the National Pork Producers Council, have 60 days to appeal the decision. The West Central Illinois Agronomy Day will be held on Thursday, February 19th at Lincoln Land Community College in Litchfield. Six different speakers will give presentations on the latest in crop sciences and discuss some of the challenges facing farmers in 2015. Lunch will be provided. The conference is free of charge but does require a ticket. The tickets are available at many area banks and also available through the Montgomery County Extension Office at 532-3941 or the Taylorville Extension Office, phone 217-287-7246. The Staunton FFA Alumni Banquet will be held Saturday, February the 7th at the Crystal Ballroom in Staunton. The doors open at 4. A silent auction starts at 4. A buffet dinner at 4:30. The live auction starts at 7. Tickets are $25. They're available at Bill's IGA, Duda Ace Hardware, and McKay Napa Auto Parts. Reporting for Angela Besh, I'm Randy Prangy.